Okay, Rick, that's a good question, but let me ask you this. Who do you think Jesus was? Like, when you, you know, from what you've read or heard in Sunday school and stuff, who do you think he is?
I don't know. I mean, he's obviously, like, a good guy. I mean, everyone knows that. Sure. I mean, he had a lot to bring. I mean, I guess he's just a great teacher. I mean, it seems, I mean, I think that's what everyone else would say, too.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, that folks, Jesus has worldwide a great deal of respect. Mm-hmm. People see the quality of his moral teaching and just the influence he had, and generally give him that sense of just being a really good guy, good moral teacher. And now I think that's true. I really don't think that it goes far enough. Let me ask you something. There's a guy named C.S. Lewis who was a Christian author and Oxford scholar. And I read a book that he wrote, and he talked about this idea that we tend to take Jesus and want to say he's a good teacher, but really nothing more. And let me get a piece of paper. Let me show you something here. This might be interesting to you. Jesus claimed to be God. If you read through the New Testament, you'll see he makes statements over and over and over again where he claims to be God. Okay? So here then, Jesus is God. Now, there's really kind of logically, there's only two options from that. What would be the two possibilities regarding that claim?
I guess he is or isn't. Or,
Yeah, essentially, it's exactly right. That the statement is true, he is God, or the statement is not true. Okay. Now, if it's true, then he's God, just like you said, and we should worship him, because he is God. But if it's not true and he's not God, that also has two different options, okay? And the idea, that's a little bit hard, but you know what would be the two logical possibilities there?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a little bit more difficult. Two options, I think, would be, one is that he knew it, and the other one is that he didn't know it, okay? You know, in one case, he knew he wasn't God, and the other case, he didn't know. Logically, those are really our only two options. That makes sense? All right, now think about this. If Jesus claims to be God, but he's not, and he knew he wasn't, then what do you call that?
So he claims it, but he knows other... Well, I guess... Liar, maybe?
Yeah, he's just a liar. Okay. It's a big scam. In which he claims to be God, but he knows he's not. He knows he's making it up. It's a false claim. He knows it, okay? He has, in that case, if that is accurate, he's pulled off the greatest scam in the history of the world. Okay? Jesus is a liar. Other option is, he claims to be God, but he's not, and he really genuinely didn't know that he wasn't. He sincerely thought that he was God. How would you characterize that?
He's just crazy.
Yeah, he's a total loon. I mean, just imagine, like, if your roommate thought that they were... Well, if your roommate thought they were God, what would you think of them?
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just totally insane. The more extreme your claim gets, if you think that you're smarter than somebody else, you're just arrogant. If you think you're the smartest person, you know, on the face of the earth, then you're maybe delusional. And the more grandiose your claim gets, just the more absurd it is. And the more it shows, it's like a measure of your lunacy. And if Jesus really genuinely thought that he was God, but he wasn't, he was just a simple Jewish carpenter who thought he created the universe. And he was a lunatic, okay? So if you look at this, bro, there's three options. One is that he is the Lord, like you said. One is that he was a liar. And one is that he was a lunatic. And the fourth option that you were mentioning earlier is that he was just a normal guy, but a good teacher. There's nowhere to fit that. Logically, there's no place where that can be. Liars don't tend to make particularly good moral teachers. Lunatics don't have the capacity to create a moral code that has revolutionized the world. And so when you look at it, I think we need to kind of say, either he is God, like he claimed, or he's not. And if he's not, you need to be prepared to say that he was a liar or that he was a lunatic. He's got to be one of these three. That fourth option of just the good guy, I don't think it's really possible. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...